For YPR News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas. Montana lawmakers Wednesday heard two bills seeking to establish Indigenous Peoples Day in October. Senate Bill 146, brought by Senator Shane Morajo, a Democrat from Missoula, would replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. Senate Bill 94, sponsored by Democrat Susan Weber from Browning, would also establish Indigenous Peoples Day, but does not remove Columbus Day. More support was shown for the proposal to remove Columbus Day. Even the other bill's sponsor said she preferred it. But many proponents, including Jordan Thompson, a Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribal member, spoke on behalf of both bills.
I believe that the first bill we heard today was kind of like inviting everyone to the same backyard for a barbecue. This one's more like waving at each other with a fence in between, so we support it, but I'd much rather be at the barbecue.
Proponents of the bills spoke to the importance of celebrating what they called true U.S. history, acknowledging all of Montana's citizens, and the harm of celebrating Christopher Columbus, whose acts of genocide and crimes against Native Americans are well documented. No one opposed either bill during the hearing. Similar legislation failed in 2017 and 2019. No executive action was taken on either bill. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.